The Miracle of the Egg.
Das Wunder des Ei.
Lecture 7. My Role in Creation.
Meine Rolle in der Schöpfung.
My role in creation is to have the best time possible.
Meine Rolle in der Schöpfung ist, die beste Zeit zu haben, die möglich ist.
My role in creation is to be an amazingly innovative being.
Meine Rolle in der Schöpfung ist, to be erstaunlich erfinderisch.
I am novel, original, inspired, artistic, ingenious, productive.
Ich bin neu, originell, inspiriert, künstlerisch, genial, produktiv.
The Bible God created charmingly.
Die Bibel, die Gott so charmingly schuf.
Charming, is that a German word?
Charmant,
yeah. Now, come on, let's get our German words in there. The Bible God created charmingly.
Die Bibel, die Gott.
And then don't laugh. I just have you repeat it, you know. And you just plain face repeat it. No emotions, no imagination in there. This is me, I'm the show.
Die Bibel, die Gott so mit viel Charme erschuf.
Doesn't sound right. Is there a better way to say that? The Bible God created charmingly.
Die Bibel, die Gott
so charmant created. Something like that.
So charmant erschuf.
Yeah, that sounds much better than the other way we had it around. I create more so.
Erschaffe ich mehr so.
Versteh?
Versteh.
Jawohl. Jawohl.
Yes,
jawohl.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. I'm sorry.
Like John this morning.
What? Oh! Yes. All right. Let's start out backwards. Do we have a Bible down here, John? Or do you have your script up there? You have the script up there, huh? Okay, so we'll get it later. John created from the Bible, from the book of John, a very charming story this morning. But the story that we're going to hear from him is going to be fantastic. Okay. My role in creation is to have the best time possible.
Meine Rolle in der Schöpfung ist, die beste Zeit zu haben, die möglich ist.
How do I have the best time possible?
Wie habe ich die beste Zeit, die möglich ist?
By being myself and having fun.
Mich zu sein und Spaß zu haben.
Now, what am I supposed to do? My role in creation is create the best time possible. What am I supposed to do?
Was muss ich tun?
Am I interested in Gregor?
Bin ich interessiert in Gregor?
And what turns him on?
Und was ihn anspricht?
Or Ingeborg?
Oder Ingeborg?
Or Gertrude?
Oder Gertrud?
Am I interested in all of the different things that makes Gertrude's day a fabulous day?
Bin ich interessiert, was Gertrud gern hat?
I'm happy for her.
Ich bin froh für Sie.
But I don't care.
Aber mich berührt das nicht.
I really have no interest what makes the rest of the world happy.
Es interessiert mich wirklich nicht, was den Rest der Welt interessiert.
I only know what makes me happy, and what makes me happy makes everybody happy, because everybody is my reflection.
Ich weiß nur, was mich glücklich macht, und was mich glücklich macht, muss alle glücklich, weil alle mein Spiegel sind.
Ellen, what's the population of Earth?
Was ist die Bevölkerung der Erde?
What's the population of Earth, Ellen? What's the population of Earth?
Six.
Ich.
Huh? No.
Ich.
Wer?
Oh my God, my God, my God.
Wer ist die Bevölkerung der Erde? Ich.
Ellen, we'll try it again. What's the population of Earth, Ellen?
Ich, Ellen.
Eins. One. You see, we can get so tied up on the traditional formalism of things. Ellen was just looking into the quiet healing zone, and she saw that we had 5 billion in there. Now it's 6 billion.
In neuen Buch von her hat von 5 Billionen geschrieben, aber wir sind ja in
And probably by the time the book is published, it'll be 10 billion. It goes fast. It goes fast. My role in creation is to have the best time possible. Now, how do I have the best time possible? Now, you can answer that, Ellen. If not, all right, Anita?
By being myself and having fun.
Sapphire? Is that correct?
What was the question?
The question was, as a beginning here, my role in creation is to have the best time possible. And how do I have the best time possible? I think so too. And what do you think about that, John?
Yes.
Good.
Sounds good.
Yeah, and Sylvia, what do you think about that?
Sylvia, was denkst du darüber? I think it's great. Ich denke, das ist großartig.
And Rosalie, what do you think is the purpose of being on Earth?
I also think that's it.
Being yourself and having fun.
Saint.
Have you gotten your act together? Do you know what we're talking about? Are you going to say, like, Sapphire, what's the question, please? To give you time to say, what? Oh, you know the question. Okay, what's the answer? To be yourself and have fun. In quotes? In large measure, huh? Very good. Very good. That's a good addition. Gerd, do you know?
Gerd, weißt du es?
I think I get an idea.
You got an idea? Will you share it with us? You lost it again, huh?
Being myself and having fun.
Hey, can I quote you on that? I think that's marvelous. Now, don't say it too loud because Greg's got to figure it out for himself. Greg, what do you think it is?
You know, I think I agree.
You agree? Being yourself and having fun. But Greg, how do you know anything about that? Everywhere you go, you do whatever pleases you. You don't know about that. You do it. Very good. Very good. And Mistress Mary, quite contrary, how does your garden grow, Ingeborg?
My garden grows as I like that it grows.
And what is your purpose for being here on planet Earth? Not being yourself, huh?
Of course.
You know, what I'm doing, you sound like the teacher in school. What is 2 times 2, John? What is 2 times 2, Anita? What is 2 times 2, Saint? What is 2 times 2, Greg?
3 plus 1.
There are alternates, that's true. What is 2 times 2, Gertrude? Excellent. Now, what I'm sharing with you is a philosophical concept. And we say these things because I want you to have it be the first thing off of your lips. And then when you go away from here and you want to start your own school, then you reword it. You come up with another phrase of be yourself and have fun. Now, Ellen, what's another way of saying be myself and have fun? To be myself, how would you say that in a different way? Oh, Greg, you know how to do it. No? Okay, Ellen, try. Anybody got it?
Whatever comes naturally.
doing what comes naturally. Folks are dumb where I come from. They sign their checks with X's. They have money. Okay, but it's doing what comes naturally.
It's such a good sentence, be myself and have
fun. It's a good phrase, yeah. It's so complete and so easy, and it's so unrestrictive.
Yeah.
Nobody can take offense at it. Gertrude, be yourself. Now, what do you tell your kids, Gertrude? You say, now, you know what the rules are. Make me proud of you. Make me proud of you, kids. Make me proud of you. Make daddy proud of you. Make mommy proud of you. And that's unfortunate. What could we say, Gertrude? Be proud of yourself. Exactly. That's wonderful. Be proud of yourself. Be delighted in what you're doing. If you ever do something that doesn't delight you, you shouldn't do it. Because it's not fun if you do something that doesn't make you happy. Verstehst
du?
Now, that's pretty definite. Okay. We'll go at Sapphire again. We just love to give Sapphire a hard time. How do you have fun, Sapphire? You have to be yourself in there, but how do you have fun?
How do I personally have fun?
Well, I don't care. However, you in the broad scope.
Whatever is in your heart that you would like to do that gives you joy.
I think that's good. But would you like to give us an example since you're pointing to your heart?
I like to make people laugh.
You like to make people laugh? Well, why don't you just make a slight modification in there?
I like to laugh.
Excellent. And if other people laugh, it doesn't faze you in the slightest. If they don't laugh or do laugh. You do it for yourself. I like to laugh. And when your kids come around, what kind of kids do you have? Now, remember, we are now talking about having fun.
I have laughing kids.
What?
I have laughing.
Oh, you have laughing kids, huh?
I have laughing kids.
No, my...
They make me laugh.
No. No. If they make you laugh and they don't make you laugh, then you don't laugh.
Right.
No, that's not right. You laugh. You laugh whether they make you laugh or not. You laugh because you laugh. That because that's your heart. And what kind of kids do you have? You have exactly the kind of kids you have in your consciousness. They are super intelligent, wise, joyous, happy, harmonious, filled with fun, and they're always being themselves. And the self that they are is fantastic. I think I create them great. But I didn't look close enough to see how good I was. Now, you take credit. You take credit for what your kids are. You take credit for what your friends are. You take credit for what your world is. Always take credit. It's not a matter that you're saying I'm better, but you're responsible. And if anything in your world is not happy, forget it. Right, Anita?
Right, Anita.
Anita, who blows up your giggly balloon? Good, good. John? Who blows up Anita's giggly balloon? Wonderful. Wonderful. And it's true. We are the creators of our world and everybody in it and everything that goes on in it. Now, why did those guys sit with us at lunch today? Celebrating a birthday lunch with us. They're not part of our family. They're not part of our world. How did they get into the show? We invited them. We created them. I mean, the invited is okay. That means they have an opportunity to stay away or not. But we create them there. Full charge, full responsibility at all times for everything that takes place in our world. That's pretty nice, isn't it? And what kind of people do we create in our world? Yeah.
The best.
The best.
Everybody.
Everybody. Including.
Mama.
Including Mama. Right? Yeah. But yeah. Now look, if you want anything and you think it might come through your mother that you get it, create her giving it to you. If you want to smile, and you just create her smiling, you smile first, of course. And say, for instance, you'd like a new pair of shorts to go playing tennis with. And your mom comes up to you and says, boy, take these trousers, shorts back to the store. I got them too small. And you say, why, they're boys' shorts. No wonder they're too small. And that's my size. That's just the kind I wanted to get to play tennis in. She says, okay, okay, keep them, but go get me another pair my size. And what would you say? Grazie, self. You say thank you to yourself, but you say also thank you to your mother, but you know you really mean to yourself because you created it. Yeah. Yeah, because we think that our mother creates it, or our father, our world, we created it. Did you get your bike yet? When did you get it? I thought your mom said she's buying you a bicycle. You're promoting a larger cause, huh? Well, how old do you have to be to have the motorcycle?
14.
And that'll be next, when?
I'm getting 14 in July.
So, okay. Okay. So then, have you put the cause in motion? Hey. What's the cause that you're going to put in motion? Ingeborg, tell him the cause he's going to put in motion. What's he going to say?
I have the perfect motorbike.
Essentially, I have the perfect motorbike, right? Now, if you say, I have a Harley Davidson 250, et cetera, et cetera, you might be disadvantageous to yourself, because maybe she's getting you a 600 or a 1,000. I don't think they let a 14-year-old drive a 1,000 a day. Could you see him taking off from in front of his house?
Maybe if I say I have the perfect motorbike, that means maybe I have the perfect motorbike from 16 years.
Hey. You tell yourself the truth. What word is missing? Jetzt.
I have my motorbike yet.
Well, now I have my perfect motorbike. Yeah, and then there's no 16 about it, is there? There's not even a 14 about it. You may get it while you're still 13, so you can polish it and get it ready for your birthday. Yeah. So, hey, don't close the door on yourself. This is the point. Now, John, what's the response? Exactly.
Ich habe jetzt das vollkommene Moped.
Yeah. What's the perfect response?
Was ist die vollkommene Antwort?
I have the perfect motorcycle.
Ich habe jetzt das vollkommene
What did you say?
I now have the perfect motorcycle.
Right, that's correct. Now, what did you say?
I have the perfect motorcycle.
No. No, 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 no. What does he say?
What does he say? I have the perfect motorbike for me. Now.
Oh, you got the now in there. My God, I was afraid that now got lost somewhere. Right now. I have the perfect motorbike for me now. You know what some of the new motorbikes are like? It's just designed. It's a beautiful one. One wheel. You stand on it and you drive along. It goes 40 miles an hour. One wheel bike. Yeah, yeah. It takes a little balance, but it's quite beautiful, quite innovative. Interesting, huh? Yeah. Okay, Anita, what would you say? If you were he, what would you say?
I got the perfect motorbike now.
And Rosalie, what would you say? Yes, okay.
I have perfect motorcycle now.
You get that now in there. And why do you get the now in there? The now is not for his mother.
Das jetzt ist nicht für seine Mutter.
Now is not for him.
Das now, jetzt ist nicht für ihn.
Now is for the law.
Jetzt ist für das Gesetz von Ursache und Wirkung.
As he said, he could get it when he's 16 or 18.
Wie sagt, könnte es nur bekommen, vielleicht wenn 16 ist.
Now, have you gone down to the police department and got the little booklet that tells you what you have to know to drive it?
Bist du zur Polizei gegangen und hast das kleine Büchlein verlangt, die mit den Rädern?
Why not? You're not very interested in getting a motorbike, are you?
Nicht sehr interessiert.
What?
I'm interested. I get a book from a friend.
Well, I don't care where you get the book from, you know. Because we have books here on driving, too, and everyone doesn't have to go down. Get it, we have it. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, now, when are you going to read the book?
When wirst du das Buch lesen?
If I'm in Switzerland, if I come back to Switzerland.
The minute you get home, huh?
Yes.
Moment, when ich zurückgehe in die Schweiz.
And what's your mother going to think when she sees you reading that book?
Und was denkt deine Mutter, wenn sie sieht, dass du dieses Buch liest?
She will say, good, you're learning.
That's good. That's good. Now, are you happy about it?
Yes.
But you see, this is the principle. And if you don't take charge of putting the cause in motion for whatever you want in your life, you can't blame anyone else for your not having it. And just remember, your mom doesn't give you the bike. Your dad doesn't give you the bike. What gives you the bike? The principle. You put the law of cause and effect in motion, saying, I now have it. Yeah, you do yourself, that's true, but you put the law in motion. Now, might your mother or father buy it for you? It's a possibility. Could you win it as a prize? Could one of your boyfriends get a motorbike and his mother says, I don't think you should have that right now. You give that to the saint. He'll know how to ride it. Now, I'm not joking. The way that the principle reveals these things to us is so diverse and so wonderful. We want to put that cause in motion, don't we? So much for the first part. My role in creation is to be amazingly innovative. Right? How can you be amazingly innovative? How did you turn that on?
Wie hast du das angedreht?
Saint, how did you turn that on?
Wie hast du das,
I created.
Yes.
Ich habe es
yes. Geschaffen. Yes.
Ja, ja, ja.
Gertrude, how did you turn that on?
Gertrude, wie hast du das angedreht?
I created.
Ich habe es.
That's geschaffen. Right.
Das ist richtig.
And how did Sylvia turn it on? By taking her shirt off. Beautiful. Okay, now, how do we have our role be amazingly innovative? How do we do that? What sort of thing would we do to have it be amazingly innovative? What would we do? Well, what we do is we let our imagination run crazy. We know the story about Anita and her horse. We know the story about Anita trying to make these plants in order on the property here. She failed miserably. She tried to do everything. She worked so hard. And then one day she told her fairy godmother, I would like someone to look after our trees. I have called the tree man, I have called the tree woman, I have called the tree dog, and none of them helped us. Right? They said they'd come and they didn't even come. And when they came, they said, cut it down. And then she mentioned it apparently to her horsemen. And her horsemen said, oh, we're gardeners. We're landscapers. We'll come over and take a look at it. And they didn't come over. And she thought, oh no, not another couple of duds. And then she got her act together and she says, it is done now. And when she said it was done now, they came running over here. And Sylvia walked with them around the property and everybody else walked with them around the property, looking at all of our fruit trees and all of our things. And they decided to take the job. And within a few days, they had destroyed all of our trees. All of the bad stuff on the trees was gone. And just the good stuff was left. And then they put bandages on the trees. A white paint substance that keeps the bugs from bothering it. And all of our unhappy trees that looked like they were going to die now look like they've just been coming out of the womb, fresh and new. And we have two new fathers who are birthing those trees and bringing them forth in a beautiful way. Now, if Anita and John and Sylvia had worked on it in any other way than just speaking their word within themselves, they would have got nowhere. Because we did do that. We did do that. We reached out looking for someone to do the work and there was nobody there. And then right in our own backyard they appeared. Now, Does that indicate to you how the law works? Does that indicate to you how amazingly innovative it is? Do you think that Anita was surprised? She wanted a horse to ride, she spoke her word, and up it appeared. And George is so much of a horse person. The neighbor called George at 3 o'clock in the morning and said, my horse is foaling, you know. My mare is foaling. He stopped over at the neighbor's house each day because they expected it any day. But on the last day that it was supposed to be born, before it needed to be helped, it was born. Now, what did George say to this lady when she called earlier? He said, your horse is in excellent condition. The heart of the foal is in excellent condition. It's positioned right. And everything is in order. He put the cause in motion and it was done. Now, Ellen was called in as a midwife. For our twins. And Jeff called and said, well, they're not here yet, but they'll be along soon. We're not worried, but it should be soon. And Ellen, what did you tell him?
Und Ellen, was hast du ihm gesagt?
They're here in a perfect condition. They're whole and perfect.
Die sind hier jetzt und vollkommen gesund.
So on the time of the baby's birth,
so als es Zeit war, dass die Babys geboren,
the first one came out like a rocket.
Das erste kam raus wie eine Rakete.
And the second one was upside down backwards. And they had to do a little cesarean on her for that. And it came out perfectly too. Did Ellen have any consequence in this? Whose babies are they? They're Ellen's kids. The minute she was called in to be active with the babies, they became hers. The minute you are called in to work with anyone as a practitioner, their life is yours. And what are you interested in? Are you interested in knowing what is their problem, why you're being called in? Oh, Dr. Barley, I have this problem. Would you help me? Sure.
Oh, Dr. Barley, ich habe dieses Problem. Würden Sie mir helfen? Sicher.
I'd say, would you like to experience?
Was möchten Sie erleben?
I got to tell you what the problem is first. I got to tell you.
Ich muss Ihnen zuerst sagen, was das Problem
ist. I said, all right, go right ahead.
Okay.
I closed both ears on the telephone even.
Ich schließe beide Ohren, auch am Telefon.
And I can tell when they're starting to breathe easy. They let out a big sigh after they dump their garbage.
Einen tiefen Seufzer rauslassen.
I know that.
Ich kenn das.
I don't need to know the garbage. The garbage has nothing to do with the healing.
Das Problem hat nichts zu tun mit der Heilung.
And then I just speak my word. Well, you're whole and perfect now.
Und dann spreche mein Wort und sage, du bist ganz und vollkommen
jetzt. Well, I could have said that to myself.
Well, das könnte ich mir selbst auch gesagt haben.
Why didn't you?
Warum hast du es nicht getan?
It works.
Es funktioniert.
We had a woman call the other day. We spoke about her before.
Eine Frau rief uns an.
She had a need for healing in her life.
Sie hatte, sie wollte Heilung in ihrem Leben.
And she's a practitioner. And a minister.
Ein Minister.
And then she started to tell about the problem.
Und dann fing sie an, über das Problem zu sprechen.
And we said, please tell us the solution you want.
Wir sagten mir, bitte erzähl uns von der Lösung.
And then she said, why?
Und sie sagte, warum?
And then the minister took over.
Und der Pfarrer,
the teacher took over to share with her why she should only tell us the solution. And then she told us.
Und dann hat sie's uns gesagt.
And so we said, okay, now speak your word, say I like me, say all is in divine order, and so forth. It's always the same thing.
Es ist immer dasselbe.
And then about a week or two later, she called, or a little less. She says, hey, this stuff works. Hey, this stuff is wonderful. Hey, I feel fantastic. Hey, everything's in order. I'm so happy. No. Why did she say that? Why did she say that? Why did she bother calling us if she said everything's in divine order? Because she wanted to be reminded.
Weil sie daran erinnert werden wollte.
And we reminded her.
Und wir haben sie daran erinnert.
We didn't say she was wrong. Look, you're a minister and you're a practitioner. You should know all these things. My goodness gracious.
Wir haben ihr nicht gesagt, hey, du bist doch ein Minister, du bist doch ein Praktiker, du solltest das alles wissen.
Sometimes, when we're a minister and we know all these things, we know everything, we're still confused.
Manchmal, obwohl wir alles,
we're so close to the trees.
Wir sind zu nahe bei den Bäumen.
We don't really notice the forest around them.
Wir sehen den Wald um sie herum nicht wirklich.
So this lady enjoyed a healing.
So diese Frau erfuhr eine Heilung.
And she says, I want to take your course. I want to do this.
Und sie sagt, ich möchte euren Kurs nehmen. Ich möchte dies und das machen.
That's a good reason for taking the course.
Das ist ein guter Grund, den Kurs zu nehmen.
But it's not the best reason. The best reason for taking the course of the University of Healing is that you recognize that you're God and you want to be God to the fullest.
The best reason for taking the course of the University of Healing is that you wissen möchtest, dass du Gott bist und Gott zu der größten Möglichkeit sein möchtest.
If you want a little healing here or a little healing there, just.
Wenn du eine kleine Heilung hier und da möchtest.
If you want the whole 9 yards, then you'll put the cause in motion, I am that I am. I am God. I am God, the creator of my world. Wherever I go, there's peace and joy and love. I am God. And when you start saying that, what happens to you? You start out picturing God. What does God look like? Really, what does God look like? He looks just like you. What does God sound like? Just like you. How does God think? Just like you. Because you're God. You're God now. In all of the glory that you are, you're God now. And in all what you might consider the limitation, you are God now. John, How would you define limitation? I'm sorry?
I'm not sure what limitation is.
Well, we define limitation as using only a small portion of that which we have. Make sense? We're only using a small portion of that which we have. We are the all, and we're just using a small portion. If we were using the all, we could see through the mountains. And we wouldn't even have to see through the mountains. We'd know what's on the other side because we're there. See, this whole thing is based upon the idea that God is all. And when we know that we are God, then we are all. And we're experiencing it. Are you ready for that? You can be anything you want to be, anything. But you have to make your decision. My role in creation is to be amazingly innovative. Now, the saint wants a bike, a motorbike. And do you think he's going to get it?
Yes.
Why is he going to get it?
Warum wird er es
bekommen?
Weil er schon hat.
That's true. Does he know that?
Weiß er das?
Okay. Now, if all of you, all of us, who have so much talent and ability, if we create the saint with a beautiful motorbike, will he have it? Do we have to pay for it to have him have it? No. Will he have it? Will he be surprised but delighted? Where will it come from? Machnix. How much is it going to cost? Machnix. What color is it? Machnix. He could go down to the motorcycle shop and look at three or four bikes. One bike is blue and it has an extra seat in the back. Another bike is red and it's got a little car on the side. Another bike is orange and it has racing bars where you crawl down on top of it and various other things. What kind of bike do you think he's going to be attracted to? Whatever pleases him. Whatever, we don't care. Whatever pleases him. And when he gets it, are we going to say now, we spoke our word for that, so we feel responsible? We're not. We're not responsible for anything in any way, anywhere. But Herb, I thought you said learning the law of cause and effect was teaching us responsibility. It's not teaching us responsibility. It is the responsibility. And it's up to us what we want to experience from that responsibility. Now, I am novel, original, inspired, artistic, ingenious, productive. What does it mean to be novel? What is a novel that you read? Anybody know? Yes. It's a book with a story in it. But go ahead.
Eine erfreuliche Geschichte.
An imagination.
Yeah, a novel is a book with a story in it. Imagination made up the story, it's true. But A novel is a book with a story in it. Now, so what? I am novel. Is that the same thing as the book with a story in it?
To sagen, ich bin neu.
What does novel mean?
Novel means new.
Novel means unique.
Novel means einzigartig.
Now, why does a novel maybe or maybe not mean new?
Warum heißt es vielleicht neu oder vielleicht nicht neu?
Because many people can be novel.
Viele Leute können einzigartig sein.
That's a novel thing that John is doing.
Das ist eine einzigartige Sache.
He's standing on his head on the trampoline, and he has the saint on top of his feet. And John is doing leaps, so that they make a circle, and the saint comes up on top, and John is down on the mat again. That's it. What's that?
Yeah.
What?
They turn in the circle.
Yeah, and then they came down again. Okay. It seemed like you said that so quickly. But, okay.
I'm following your suggestion.
That's good. That's good. And it's novel. It's good. It's novel. Okay, now, what does it mean to be novel?
Was heißt es, einzigartig zu sein oder neu?
Does anyone else do that with the saint and John? Jump upside down and flip up and come back up on their feet, so to speak? It's original, isn't it, the word we have here? Novel means unique, special, different.
Novel heißt einzigartig, speziell.
Yeah. Gertrude goes down to South Africa. And while she's down there, she's learning from all these people all the customs from South Africa. She's learning that in the Cameroon they do things a different way than they do in the Congo. Or the Gold Coast. Or the variety of little countries that populate Africa. And what does she find out?
Was findet sie raus?
She finds out that if she likes herself, everything comes her way. If she doesn't like herself, everybody takes her. When she acts too humble or too contrite, people use her. So she acts crazy. Another word for crazy is novel, original, inspired, artistic, ingenious, and productive. True? Because that's what makes us these wonderful aspects. We're just fantastic. Doing all sorts of wonderful, neat things.
Wunderbare Dinge zu tun.
Can you be original, inspired, artistic, ingenious, and productive? Think of those words. You all have a copy of this, so think of that.
Könnt ihr original, inspiriert und künstlerisch und genial sein?
Every door is open to you.
Jede Tür ist offen für euch.
And when every door is open to you, what's going to come in? Whatever you have in your consciousness. What do you believe is going to come into you? Are you going to have happiness, goodness, peace, truth, love, harmony, abundance, all these good things? Yeah. Okay. You can. You should. You may, and you will. Why do I say in conclusion to that phrase, you will?
Warum sage ich, du wirst?
Anyone can tell me, do it quickly. Why can I say you will?
Because it's already done.
Because I'm your creator.
I am your creator.
No, I am your creator. I am the only person on the face of the earth, and I'm creating each one of you doing whatever I'm creating you do. Ellen, what's the population of the earth?
One.
Who?
Me.
You! You already were in copy.
I got that one. My God didn't get anything to say.
Well, that's a big one. That's a big one. Okay, now, the Bible God created so charmingly, I create even more charmingly. What do I do when I tell you stories? I tell you stories that have a moral. And I make sure when I get to the end of the story that I tell you the moral right in your face. Just a minute. Just a minute. And I just shove it down your throat. When I'm finished writing my article, I take the vacuum cleaner on my article. And I vacuum all the garbage away. It leaves a rather short article. But it is a pure article. And this is the point. This is the point. I am the master. I am the creator. I am the only one. And that's kind of nice. The Bible, God created charmony. I create more so. Why can I say I create more so? Because I read the Bible. And I go on from there. All the marvelous things I learned in the Bible, I know now. Now I go on and apply everything I learned, plus whatever I have inside of me. And what do I have inside of me? I have values inside of me.
Ich habe Werte in mir.
Make sense? Doesn't make sense, huh? I'm sorry? Well, you sort of missed something there. Now, everything I create is good. The Bible is and has a lot of good that it has that it gives to us. Okay? We could perhaps not call it the Bible, we say the book of knowledge, whatever it may be. The book of knowledge has a lot of good stuff. I read the book of knowledge. I am stuffed up to here with knowledge. And then I go home. And I start to practice this while I'm sleeping. When I wake up in the morning, I feel terrible. Because I'm in somebody else's program. And so then I go and create my own program. And then everything is in order. So long as I ever live by someone else's parameters or program, I'm out of order. The Bible created charmingly.
Die Bibel hat charmant erschaffen.
I have learned the Bible.
Ich habe die Bibel gelernt.
And I create amazingly.
Und ich erschaffe erstaunlich.
And I take all my knowledge of the Bible.
Und ich nehme all das Wissen aus der Bibel.
And I take all my knowledge of myself.
Und ich nehme alles Wissen von mir.
And I put the two together.
Und ich setze die beiden zusammen.
I shake it up.
Und schüttle sie.
And there I come.
Und da bin ich.
And so I have taken all that I am, plus all that I have created through the Bible or through books of knowledge or whatever, and put the two together, and now I'm the sum total of all that.
Habe ich alles genommen, was in der Bibel steht und was in mir ist, und jetzt bin ich die Summe total von diesen.
That's pretty exciting.
Das ist ziemlich aufregend.
Now, what about you?
Wie steht's mit euch?
What Bible do you read? What book of advantages or disadvantages do you read?
Was für Bücher lest ihr?
If you recognize that you're number one,
wenn ihr erfasst, dass ihr die Nummer eins seid,
you're the only one in the universe.
Die einzige im Universum.
Every thought you think is brand new, never thought before.
Jeder Gedanke, den ihr denkt, ist der erste Gedanke.
But every thought... Go ahead. Every thought we think, we have thought before.
Und doch jeden Gedanken, den wir denken, haben wir schon vorher.
Even though we don't think we did.
Obwohl wir denken, dass wir das noch nie gedacht haben.
And then we say there are new things under the sun.
Und dann sagen wir, es gibt neue Dinge unter der Sonne.
Some people say there's nothing new under the sun.
Einige sagen, es gibt nichts Neues unter der Sonne.
Well, let me make an illustration.
Lass mich euch ein Beispiel geben.
The moon is waning. What does waning mean?
Become smaller.
Become smaller.
Der Mond nimmt ab.
How is the moon becoming smaller?
Wie nimmt der Mond ab?
Come on. Good start. Say it.
The moon is turning around the earth.
Yes.
And then
der Mond dreht sich die Erde.
Yes. And the sun is shining on the moon.
Und die Sonne scheint auf den Mond.
If the moon is turning, the sun can shine clear to the moon. Just half maybe. And if it's just covered,
yeah,
from the earth, then you don't see the moon. And
okay.
And the sun is coming.
Und je nachdem, wie die Erde und der Mond rotieren, kann die Sonne voll auf den Mond scheinen.
But how does the moon wane? How does it get smaller?
Wie nimmt der Mond ab?
I'm sorry?
He don't really take.
It doesn't really get smaller, but it appears to get smaller. Why does the moon appear to get smaller?
Because the sun is shining.
What?
Because the sun.
Yes, because the sun does what?
It's shining on the moon.
Yeah, but why does it appear to get smaller?
Because the earth is blocking it.
The earth is in the way. The earth is blocking it. Excellent. And the more the earth blocks the sun, the more the moon, excuse me, the earth blocks the moon, the more the sun shines less on the moon. the less the sun shines on the moon. And the moon appears to get smaller, doesn't it? But it's still up there. Now, if you have a flashlight, and you flash a light on your hand here,
und du scheinst das Licht auf deine Hand.
Your hand is going to be fuzzy
deine Hand ist
if you put it behind a cloth or something.
Wenn du es zum Beispiel hinter ein Tuch,
if you bring your hand right close to the light,
wenn du deine Hand, nahe zum Licht bringst,
it is fuzzy. Where is it that the hand is not fuzzy relative to the light and the cloth?
Wo ist es, dass die Hand nicht unklar ist im Verhältnis vom Licht und zur Hand und zum Tuch?
At its perfect point.
No,
really. Here is a piece of cloth, and you have a light shining on the hand.
Und du hast
And the hand is a shadow, making a shadow in the on the cloth. You put it too much this way and it gets fuzzy. You put it too much this way, it gets fuzzy. But you have it right in the middle and it's sharp. Now, can we learn something from that? What you can learn from that is simply that everything is an illusion. Everything is constantly changing. So any person who is going to have the experience of being in this universe is going to have the experience of having change. And change is what this human life is all about. And that's why when Ellen says she's number one, there's nobody else on earth, then that's just the way it is. You know that now. You know that this is the point that we're making. My role in creation is to have the best time possible. My role in creation is to be amazingly innovative. I am novel, original, inspired. Artistic, ingenuous, and productive. I am novel, original, inspired, artistic, ingenuous, productive.
Ich bin einzigartig, original, originell, inspiriert, künstlerisch, genial, produktiv.
What a wonderful list of possibilities for us.
Eine herrliche Liste von Möglichkeiten.
The Bible God created charmingly enough.
Die Bibel, Gott erschuf die Bibel charmant.
I create more.
Ich erschaffe sie mehr.
Verstehe? My role in creation. It's a good role.
Meine Rolle in der Schöpfung ist eine gute Rolle.
Now our next lecture on lecture 8 will be I like the human game.
Unser nächster Vortrag Nummer 8 wird sein Ich liebe das menschliche Spiel.
So we will take our pause now. Unless you have some questions you want to ask or discuss. Okay, then we're all set.
What does ingenuous mean?
Ingenuous? Innocent. Like an innocent child. Naive, almost. But it's without finding any fault. It's without having any activity about it that is sophisticated. And you might say without doing something for a purpose. See, an ingenuous person does it just because it's their nature. Some of us here are ingenuous. In fact, we're childlike. And we do things with such a simplicity and such a joy of our heart. And we would never think of hurting a person. Yet sometimes we hurt a person by saying, "Oh, but you look silly." You know, "Oh, you got a silly haircut, John. What a silly haircut you got." And they don't mean it unkind. They just mean, it's a silly haircut. It's kind of cute. You know, it's crazy. "John, you look just like a wolf baby, you know." "Well, thanks a lot. I'm going out tonight. I want to look good." "Well, be sure to wear a hat then, John." But that's ingenuous, you know. Not meant to hurt you, not meant to say anything unkind. It's just totally free and naive and open. Verstehen? Wonderful, John. Wonderful. Okay. Any other question? Any other comment? All right. Beautiful.